What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Blake Jones is the Senior Director of Broadcasting for the NFL. And right now he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Blake, how are you? Thanks for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, doing well. Excited to be on.
All right. Well, so I got to be honest with you. I think you got the Browns right. 13 1 o'clock games. I know fans sometimes get upset when you don't hit primetime, but we're talking about a team that, you know, won 3 games last year. So I don't. When you look at the Browns schedule that was put together, what were your thoughts on that? And I'm also wondering, you know, how you guys, when you get in the room together, figure out how things are going to look.
Sure. Yeah. It's. Your performance last year is something we certainly look at. We start in the beginning understanding what some of those, we'll call them tentpole games, are going to be. We know one half of the kickoff game every year. We know 2 teams that are going to be hosting on Thanksgiving. Again, we're looking at Christmas games this year. So we start to look at some of those unique windows. And then we look to see where else are we going to have national games, and what are those matchups that our fans are really wanting to see and highlight and give the fans what they're looking for. So obviously you've got Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, you've got your Sunday afternoon doubleheaders on Fox and CBS. So we look at all of those and we try to figure out a way to bring those high profile games to as many fans as possible. And we try to do it in a way that's also fair for all 32 teams. Nobody has any undue situations that are caused by their TV appearances. But the bulk of what our games are is the 1 o'clock window on Sunday afternoon. And so we look at those as a key piece to basically provide that foundation to our fans of Sunday afternoon NFL football is still the main foundation of where our games are played. And so the Browns are in a lot of those windows. We're curious to see what they're going to be in 2025. And while they may be slotted for a lot of those Sunday afternoon windows, we always look at the end of the season and we look at situations where a game we may have picked for primetime may not be what we thought it was going to be. Where's that next game up from Sunday afternoon? And so we look at those opportunities for teams to really play their way on late in the season when they've outperformed expectations and deserve that spotlight.
Blake, the Browns, along with the Titans and the Saints, no primetime games. And as Andy said, and I agree with him, I get it. We all get it. What determinations go into you guys, when you set the schedule, thinking, okay, not primetime worthy right now?
Yeah, look, I would say that it is not something we start the process with and say, let's all agree these 3 teams will not end up in primetime. We literally create thousands of schedules and we do a pretty significant review on hundreds of them. And so as we go through that process, we see those teams, and in particular those three teams, where we've seen versions of them ending up in any of these various packages. It depends on their matchups, their opponents, on some of these packages, what's being played the week before, what's being played the week after. As we look at that path across the season for each partner and each team, it just ultimately turned out that the final schedule that we decided on that we felt like best filled all of those needs across all of our partners and all the teams didn't have those in prime time. We do look at our early Europe games, though, as a great way to highlight teams. And so we're excited about the fact that the Browns are going to be playing an early game in London, and look forward to that opportunity to really hopefully showcase what they're going to look like for the 25 season early on.
Blake Jones, Senior Director of Broadcasting for the NFL, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Is there a guideline or a frame that you use for the majority of these games where, like, you don't want to keep a team on the road for 3 weeks or something along those lines that you want to make sure? It's almost like the Hard Knocks rule where you're not allowed to be on Hard Knocks for a certain amount. Is there a framework there, or is it pretty much if you needed to do something, you would do it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's definitely a framework. We have teams can be on the road as much as 3 weeks in a row. We generally will never have an instance where there's more road games in a row than that. We do sometimes get what we call our three-game road trips. I believe we have three in this year's schedule. Those are often impacted by stadium blocks or other specific unique things going on. In this case, the Browns have a home game and they've got a road game on either side of it, relatively close road games. But in a sense, that becomes 3 weeks without a game in Cleveland. So it's a little bit different, a little bit unique. Otherwise, we really look to understand what did certain teams go through last year. What are we looking for this year as far as different packages, different game windows? As I mentioned before, Christmas always comes up as a unique window. It fits a little bit better this year, falling on a Thursday, being in our typical NFL weekly cadence versus last year with the Wednesdays where we had to coordinate the prior week before. But we'll look at those things where teams won't play more than two short week Thursdays in a row. Teams won't play more than several seasons in a row of multiple short week Thursdays. And we try not to stack them up with too much short week travel as one of the things we look at. But broadly, we have our pretty standardized game windows, and we all know that we'll pull games into those windows. And as long as we don't do too many things in a row, it all works out that each team tends to kind of level out.
Blake, I thought one of the biggest things that kind of stood out to me was the fact that, you know, the Browns are on the back end of the Vikings being in Europe for what will be 2 weeks. Is the league kind of tipping their toe or putting their toe in the water on, hey, what if we do have European expansion here and how might this look? I mean, on the outside, that's what it looks like. It may have not had any impact at all, but the thought that the Vikings are in Dublin and then they'll be in London for the Browns game over a 2 week period. Just the thought process on what the Vikings are going through.
Yeah, that was definitely something we looked at this season. As the league looks at worldwide growth of the game of football and the role of the NFL and in growing the game, we're playing more international games around the world, and Dublin being a perfect example of a new site to play a regular season NFL game, followed the next week by London, we noticed that obviously the Vikings are opponents to both of the home teams that were hosting those two games. And we talked to them and worked with them and kind of thought together, maybe this is a way that we could learn something as we look towards more international games in the future. Let's find out what maybe is good or maybe could be improved as we look at teams being involved in more of those games, potentially in a back-to-back scenario like the Vikings this year.
Blake Jones joining us. He is the Senior Director of Broadcasting for the National Football League. And, of course, the schedule coming out, and everybody pumped up about it for obvious reasons. Blake, I thought one thing was really interesting, and to me this shows the NFL isn't, you know, you can have Green Bay, you can have Jacksonville, and if those teams are good, it means something. I think it's interesting that getting only three primetime games, the Giants in the market of New York, the Bears in the big market of Chicago, the Patriots in a big market, you know, in Boston, and the Jets getting only two. Is that a tough call for the league? Because you know, the Giants, Jets, that's going to bring big numbers just based on the market that they're in. But yet they're behind Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Houston, Denver, who all end up with more primetime games.
Yeah, that's always a factor. As you look at markets and we understand the impact of what that may translate to in viewership. But we always go back to what are the right games, the right matchups that we think our fans are most eager to see. I think that's where we start as we look at some of these matchups. As you said, a Green Bay, if Green Bay is good, there's a lot of appeal. A lot of people want to see them, even though it's clearly not a huge market. Right. I think maybe on the edges, as we look at, I don't know, could it be a toss-up with teams with similar records coming out of last year, similar outlook for this year? Maybe the bigger markets can help sway a little bit, but really we're focusing on what are those games that everybody's eager to see? How do we bring those to our fans and really get maximum exposure for those?
What does what's a quarterback play into the schedule? And, you know, clearly Kansas City has seven games. They deserve seven games. They're fun. They're good. They have Patrick Mahomes. Dallas has six. Dak Prescott's coming back. The teams that don't have a lot of primetime games right now don't necessarily have those star quarterbacks. Is that a huge factor in this?
Yeah, I think it's a factor only in that I think we've seen over the years teams with established successful quarterbacks tends to correlate with winning seasons, competing for divisional titles, playoff runs, and ultimately championships. And so we don't look at it specifically and say, I don't know, they don't have a clear star quarterback. They're not worthy of that national exposure. It's more of that, okay, they don't have a clear starting quarterback. They may be in a bit of a transitional period right now. Let's see and feel out what this team will look like in the 25 season. And if not clearly earmarked for some of that national exposure, let's see how that quarterback play pans out and how that translates to potential success for the team. And then let's look at late season where that team may now have a different outlook because a quarterback established himself during the first half of the season with their play.
Blake, just kind of looking at it, you know, we would think sometimes the draft would have a huge impact on what scheduling might be or might not be. At what point do you kind of feel like you have the framework for the schedule you're almost ready to hand out? And how much impact does the draft have on the way you schedule these games?
Yeah, it's been interesting for the past few years, finalizing everything after the draft. Years ago, we always would release the schedule the week before the draft. Now what we do is we have an idea of those teams that we think are going to be the right fit for some of those standalone national games, primetime packages. And I think we all know there's a reason why teams draft at the top of the first round, and it's because they did not have a great record the year before. That usually translates with fan demand and what our fans are looking for. And so we've kind of felt like there's got to be a pretty unique situation for a draft to take a team from a top five pick because of their play the year before into suddenly being a major national exposure team that we're going to be looking for. And so a lot of what we're understanding is, do we need to be aware of a draft day trade that maybe a veteran established player that is noteworthy that does seem to change a team's outlook for the 25 season? Does that change the way we look at something? But in general, I think we've learned you've got to wait and see what these draft picks turn out to be. It's really tough to suddenly be a successful player in the NFL right after being drafted. It happens pretty rarely, but when it does, it can really change the trajectory of a team. But we've learned we kind of need to see how that plays out in the first half of the season or so, and then look at it more as a flex adjustment rather than taking a high draft pick team and putting them in a really prominent position earlier in the season.
Blake, thanks for taking us behind the scenes on this stuff, because I think fans are always wondering. And, you know, there's been a lot of feedback here in the last 24 hours about all the 1 o'clock games. But as Jeff and I have said, you only won 3 games last year. So what do you really expect? So we do appreciate your time and your patience in trying to explain all of this stuff to us, too. Thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Blake.
Thanks for having me.
Outstanding. Thank you. Blake Jones from the NFL. He's the senior director of broadcasting on that group that figures out, hey, we're going to pick this team to play this team on this week, and we're going to figure out what network they're going on, and just really interesting behind-the-scenes stuff. So let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back here, Jeff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We just had that big breaking news that Charles Woodson now just owns 0.001, or is going to buy 0.001 of the Browns from the Haslam. Maybe about...
Is that what it is?
That's what he just said.
0.1.
That's a difference.
It's not 0.001. It's...
0.1%.
You don't have to be mean about it, dude.
0.1.
Okay, are you done?
I don't think.
0.1.
So if the team's worth $2 billion, I don't know, what are you, $200,000?
Don't do math.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm letting Google do it. Trust me, I'm not that smart. I know how to type the numbers in. How's that sound? All right, and so you're just real excited about that. I can see that, but it is kind of that Usher feeling that you have someone who is
buying into the team. What do you think of former players buying into teams?
I don't have a problem with it.
You don't?
No, not at all. If they want to go back, especially if it was their team, I mean,
well,
it's not like there's a rich NFL history.
Charles played for the Raiders and for the Pack, but yeah. He's from our area.
So buying into his hometown team.
Okay.
Maybe you can get Gruden in on this too. All right. They're both from the same. He's from Sandusky, same neck of the woods, isn't it?
That's true.
So get all those guys. True. So we'll see. So now you know that. It's a little tidbit. People go, oh, doesn't Charles Woodson own the team? That's what they're going to say. And then you're going to realize that he's probably like, my favorite line about the Haslams is, I don't understand. Why didn't the Haslams know this? They own the Steelers. They owned part of the Steelers before. Wasn't that how much of the Steelers did they actually own? Seriously. And do you think that they had any say in the meetings? They're like, we want Roethlisberger to be the starting quarterback. I don't think that that's outrolled. Sorry. Not buying that.
Maybe Jimmy and Dee can trade Giannis to the Cavs.
For who? Charles Woodson?
Isaac Okoro.
Okay, keep going. Who else? Who they wants to throw it in there?
I'm not.
Luke Travers?
They want to help the Cavs.
You throw Craig Porter in there?
No.
Yeah,
I'm holding out. Isaac even up for Giannis.
Amani Bates. Does that do anything for you?
Can't do that. No. Make a lot of people mad.
We're just trying to get a deal because everyone else is making deals on the Cavs doing that.
Dan left.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You think I'm grumpy today? Manigan's been grumpy all day today, too. We had the opportunity to talk to Blake.
If you worked with you, you'd be grumpy, too. Oh,
stop it. Both of you guys.
Wow. Those are the words of Jeff Phelps and only Jeff Phelps and do not reflect the thoughts of Dan Manigan.
I don't know if you know this or not, Jeff, but you're not always rainbow and sunshine, too.
Come on. Come on.
Dan, validate me.
Those are the thoughts of Andy Baskin and only Andy Baskin and do not reflect the thoughts of Dan Manigan nor anyone associated with Dan Manigan.
Blake Jones, the senior director of broadcasting for the NFL, just joined us. I thought it was a really interesting conversation, Jeff, just because, you know, we all sit here and we all want to say, well, the NFL wanted this.
Yeah, we don't know, but Blake did.
Because he is the NFL on this one.
Yep.
And I thought he was pretty realistic about everything. He didn't really try to sugarcoat anything. He's like,
he's good.
He didn't disagree with me when I said, yeah, well, your team kind of stunk last year. They won three games, and guess what? They're not going to be on primetime. It's really what we got out of it.
And anybody have an argument?
There's no argument.
There is no argument.
Again, we heard last night the Browns. I was listening to the radio, and it was just like,
if the Browns get hot, Andy, and they're suddenly 9-2, they're going to be on. They're going to be in primetime. They get hot and they go 9-2.
They stay ice cold. They stay ice cold. You could be looking at a head coaching change by the bye week. True or false?
It's the NFL. Of course it's true.
False.
Why?
Because I think these guys have 2 years. I think this is a 2-year rebuild.
Jimmy Haslam did mention the quarterback in 2 years in the same sentence.
I think this is a 2-year rebuild. I think as long as the arrow is pointing either
tweak.
No, just straight ahead or even mildly up, I think these guys are in good shape. And I think even if it might be even tilted down, I think they're still in good shape.
If you're 0-8 going into the bye week, sell me that as a fan, that you're not going to make some sort of change.
I mean, you're one of the rebuild. What do you want me to tell you? So you're one of the rebuild.
I think you're...
What do you want?
Well, then you want the perception that your team is leaning into losing because you want the number one overall pick.
Yeah, there you go. You just sold it. I don't even need to work at it. See? Nice job.
But you got
to
lean into it. I mean, you really do.
Well, I mean, what leans into it? Do we have to have Kevin Stefanski out there sweatshirt that says...
We suddenly want to put our rookie quarterback out there to make sure that they're getting reps so we can see what we got. Because
Falter for Aller?
We have two of them right now. Falter for Aller, no.
But put a sweatshirt on that says that? Put it on his hat?
What would be the Aller line?
Pew for Drew.
There you go. Pew for Drew.
For Drew.
There you go. I mean, that's the thing with this, guys. I don't think you are going to see this whole narrative, and it's going to happen this year where people are going to go, fire Stefanski, fire Perry, fire Jim Schwartz, fire whoever's in charge of the offense. I don't even care. Fire them, too. Like, you're going to run into all this again, and you need to realize these guys are probably safe. This is year one. It sucks. It really sucks. But Deshaun Watson tanked this thing when he was bad, injured, and suspended.
No. The Browns tanked the thing when they brought in Deshaun Watson.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. That's the better wording. Thank you.
Awful for Aller?
That's pretty good.
I like Pew for Drew.
I kind of like Pew for Drew.
And I'm sure there will be other quarterbacks out there we'll all have an eye on, too, that may you know, pop out of nowhere and be great. I mean, that's the thing with this. I don't think they're going to be firing people. I think this is year one of the 2-year rebuild, and I think everyone's on the same page that this is the 2-year rebuild.
Dan, if they start at 0-6, they're going to make a coaching change.
Okay.
I don't know how.
All right. I'm willing to. What do I put on it?
I'm not going to bet.
It's 0-6.
Remember.
How about this?
Guys, I think the bye week.
The president of the Kevin Stefanski fan club.
I
know you are,
but the bye week, I think, will be telling.
All right. How about this? If they're at the bye week and they're 0-6 and they don't fire anyone, okay?
0-8.
0-8.
0-8, yeah.
You have to come on the air and read. Did you ever watch the movie Matilda?
No.
90s movie?
There's
this great line that Danny DeVito does in there, and it's this whole speech of I'm big.
Something about getting greased up on a couch or something?
I'm big, you're small.
Careful. What?
I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm all of those things, and I have to read it to you. And in the other direction, to prove that I am smarter and better than you. That's the bet. I'll print it out for you. It's not offensive in any way, shape, or form, and anybody who's my age knows this speech well.
If you're going to do Danny DeVito, it's got to be from Sonny in Philadelphia. Come on, man. Get with the program.
We can't say any of those lines on the air besides boiling denim. I think that might be the only thing that's come out of Danny DeVito's mouth in that show that can be repeated.
I think
he's great in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
If we gave away a little fight milk, isn't it fight milk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we'd be very popular. I think people would listen to us more.
Guys, I don't think people are getting fired. I think they all have a plan,
and they're all on the same page. I think that's cute.
You know, normally things that Jeff says, I would say that like probably 95% of the way. Yeah. His perception of something, I'd be like, oh, you don't think Shedeur Sanders is relevant or not relevant, more than just a fifth-round pick. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
I
would think to you, oh, that's cute, and he just dropped that on you. This is a role reversal.
What have they done in the offseason that has made you think that this team needs to win immediately?
They drafted two quarterbacks. Maybe they don't think their next starting quarterback is playing college football next year. There's a possibility on that too. If they're trying to do this for Arch Manning, right? Would you come out or would you stay?
Depends. How tight is Uncle Peyton and the Haslam family? Here's what they did this offseason. They stayed in the NFL. Dan shakes his head like, what the hell is Phelps talking about?
That's why I'm like, we're not living in a world of promotion and relegation.
It's the NFL. Dan, guys get fired all the time. Good coaches get fired all the time. It's like, okay, well, that's enough.
Mike Vrabel? That's the last one, right?
And these guys.
That was an extenuating circumstance. So he was fighting with everybody in that building.
The Haslams have been very patient with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. At some point, and I applaud them for that. I mean, you could have easily fired everybody after a 3-14 season. You could have. But, you know, they got saddled with Deshaun Watson. At some point, patience runs out.
We know what win now desperation looks like.
Oh, we sure do.
We have seen a lot of win now desperation.
It's the NFL.
This team has done nothing that constitutes win now desperation.
It's still the NFL. And the Haslams have already been very patient with this regime. And again, I applaud them for that. But if you get off to an unbelievably awful start and you think you're going to change at the end of the season anyway, well, then you'd go ahead and change in season.
And mind you, I don't think they're going to be over at the bye week. Like, please.
No, I don't either.
I don't think they're going to be over. Either. Yeah. But, boy.
4-4 with a chance to make a run.
Boy, this looks like everybody knows what's happening. And everybody understands what's happening, and everybody's
only thing missing is Hugh Jackson. Is that what you're saying?
Everybody's as tolerant as can possibly be at what's taking place.
Only thing missing is Hugh, huh?
Gotta watch the tape.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I hear you. We are going to do a topic here coming up. Danny, let me tell you this. Danny Green's going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk more about the Cavaliers and their contract and their future and what just happened to the Cavaliers. Also, something that Jeff does not want to hear about NCAA eligibility. I can't wait to talk about this. 216-474-0092.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Dan, I hope you have popcorn back there. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about.
Am I allowed to go downstairs and buy a pop or something, Dan?
So this is his way of saying he doesn't care. I don't know. Is that what you're saying? If you don't want to be a part of the conversation,
I'm just going to sit here and listen.
I need you to have a conversation with me about this.
You can ask me stuff, but I'm going to sit here and listen.
The House, the Ohio House, voted 90-0 yesterday.
Andy Baskin getting ready to jump on his soapbox.
It's okay. The House voted 90-0 on House Bill 184.
90-0?
90-0. I think that's a blowout.
On approving funds for the new Dome Stadium?
No, I think that's a blowout. Oh. It would prohibit NIL contracts from extending beyond a student's time in college. A move supporters say is necessary to prevent companies from locking young athletes into unfair agreements. So bravo. The interesting part of the wording of that, and it still needs to be passed by the Senate. So here's the interesting part. Define a student's time in college. Because as I've said before, if you're paying money to go to a university, why should you be excluded from any athletic team? Should you be eligible? Should you be worthy of being on that team? Especially now with roster limits. If you're a student who goes to a college and you excel at basketball, why should you not be able to play as long as you are a student there? And that also could mean maybe you want to start all over again. And that could give you 8 years. Or perhaps you want to be a doctor alongside. And who knows how long that takes, depending on the school, right? Why shouldn't you be able to play college athletics as long as you are enrolled in a school, especially if school has a student athletic fee that's included in your bill? Like I do believe our alma mater, Jeff, Kent State, had that while we were there because we got to pay for that beautiful field house that the students weren't allowed to use while I was there, except for the same hours that the caddies were allowed to use the pool in Caddy Shack.
1 o'clock until 1:15?
Yeah, I think it was till 1:10 at the time. So I this is coming, especially if it hits the courts. And I was reading the other day that it looked like there was a lawsuit that was just brewing on this too, that as long as you are an athlete at school, why would you not be eligible to continue playing? Especially if you can make NIL money while you were doing it and still going to school. That's my, so what's to stop someone from playing college athletics? If you're a participant and you are paying money to go to the school, even if you're getting NIL and you still want to pay for your education, which would be great, and they don't give you a free ride, and you are talented enough to be on a Division I school, what's to stop you from wanting to play 5, 6, 7, 8 years? Why do you lose the right that any other student would have? Tell me, my friend, why should they only be able to play 5 years at the most? That's what they're looking for. How long should they be able to play?
Well, you get 5 years for 4 years of eligibility.
So right now they're kicking 5 years around to let you play for a full 5 years because sometimes it takes a student 5 years to graduate. Undergrad. I'm just talking undergrad.
COVID years, you know, we've had guys in school for 7 years. Combine that with red shirt and everything else. Andy, you and I just have an inherent disagreement on this. College is college. College is not what you do for the rest of your life. And
but Jeff,
I just don't think someone should have limitless. You know, it's not like going to a restaurant and having limitless French fries.
You could have limitless
college,
time.
College athletics shouldn't be limitless. I mean, why, you wouldn't have to go to Istanbul to make a living. You could just stay in college and play for 15 years.
Would you want to go to Istanbul? I mean, I've heard you say before that you don't want some of these NFL teams that if they wanted to start in Europe, that they shouldn't have to go over and be separated from their families. So now you would have the opportunity to do that here in the United States. I just took your own argument and twisted it.
I don't have an argument about it. You shouldn't have limitless college eligibility. Sorry.
Because
you shouldn't. College is the time of your life. You get 4 years. You get 5 years to get four in, according to the NCAA right now. That's enough. Move on. Go sell insurance.
But yeah, what about people that want to be doctors? They know they've got to be in school for more than 4 years.
Well, that's their choice.
So you're saying, and I'm asking, I'm not saying anything.
It's your topic,
It makes it sound
like topic.
It makes it sound like you believe.
I told you what I said.
That athletic participation should be limited to your undergraduate years. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 5 years to get four in. If you happen to be a graduate student in your fifth year and you were redshirted because of an injury, there, you're a grad student and you have eligibility.
Or what if you were just straight out redshirted?
Yeah, the same thing.
Well, you said injury. If you got injured a year in the regular year.
5 years to have 4 years of eligibility.
But even the NCAA has given players 6 years on that. You could redshirt your freshman year straight out and then have an injury. It used to be within three games.
You can always appeal for a redshirt
year. For a six-year, yeah. But no more than 6 years, no more than seven. That. Yeah.
I think college is a nice time of your life, and then you get on with life.
I do too.
I don't think you'll live there.
I think NIL has changed that. They're still there. Jeff, I was just at Kent a couple of weeks ago. People that I went to school with there in the late 80s, still going to school there. Saw them on campus.
Seriously?
Still hanging out. No, I'm just kidding. But
I went to school with a guy who was like 38 and had been there since he was 18.
Well, maybe your career should be being in school. I wonder if people think like you do. It's not that I don't agree with you, Jeff. I do think,
you don't agree with
me. No, I totally do. I totally agree with you that your athletic participation in college should be tied to your undergraduate degree or within 24 months of obtaining it if you're looking at a redshirt year or a medical redshirt year. I totally agree with you on that. I actually don't want to see people playing college forever. But I also don't think it's right that if you attend a university that you shouldn't have the same privilege as everybody else on campus to be able to participate in athletics while you're a student there. I mean, you're a part of the community, and if you're in your fifth or sixth year and you're good enough to continue to play, I don't know. I just don't see it happening at Division III or II. But at Division I, why shouldn't you be able to play a sixth year? Why shouldn't you be able to play a seventh year? Especially, and I don't know how this NIL bill would affect it, But if you were making money coming back the other way, like Quinn Ewers, we were talking about this, right? Had a what a seven a, had an $8 million offer to be at Texas again next year.
Quinn, no, to transfer somewhere else.
Oh, just to leave. Okay, yeah. And then he decided to go into the draft. And
Quinn obviously didn't major in finance.
And he blew what, like 7.2 million?
Yeah, he got drafted in the seventh round by Miami, and his contract's like $1 million, which is still pretty good.
But I think about all the money he walked away from.
Exactly.
I just, my point is, I'm just like, if you're part of the community there, why shouldn't you be able to play athletics? That's all. And if they want to cap the number of years you can play there, I wonder if they're going to be able to do that. Especially,
they already have.
Well, they're kicking it around right now. I mean, they were kicking around the fifth year for sure. And that might mean 7 years if you had a redshirt or a redshirt freshman year. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just kind of throwing it out there because these rules change every day. It feels like, you know, with the settlement and trying to figure out how college athletics is going to play out, who knows what it's going to look like. But I think we can agree on this, Jeff. College athletics is never going back to what it was. It's not.
See, that's fair.
And if that's the case, then if you're a student at the school, why shouldn't you be able to play? And it doesn't matter how many years you're there. If you're going to pay into it, and who knows. Dan, are you in on this or not? Should you be done, or should it be tied to your undergraduate degree? It's a fair way to say it, the undergraduate part.
You don't even say degree. It doesn't matter anymore.
You should get like 4 years. Like 4 years feels right. And maybe it's just because that's the way we've always done it, and I know that's the worst reason to do anything, but 4 years feels right. The whole thing of having...
Outside of redshirt and medical redshirt? So
yeah, I mean, you're going to have redshirt, you're going to have medical redshirts.
You're always going to run into that. Once you start that clock, you know, that's how the NCAA plays that game.
So 4 years feels right. And again, maybe it's just that's the way we've always done it. And as terrible of a reasoning as that is to do things, I feel what makes... I mean, heck, if you've got 27, 28, 29-year-olds playing college football, it's not going to take away from the pageantry. It's not going to take away from everything that makes college football as fun as it is. I don't love it. I wouldn't want it, but I'm not going to sit here and throw a fit. I think it would make college football worse, honestly. Probably make it a worse product. But
I think so.
Because those are guys that wouldn't be able to play in the NFL?
Yeah, it would just turn into the... I mean, and I know everybody's going to go, oh, it already is. It's just going to turn into the minor leagues.
Well, it is with NIL. There's like no question. Yeah. I mean, I do think it's, I think that we're, and I know you guys are going to laugh at me because I'm bringing up hockey, but I think we are totally 100% in that hockey world right now where, you know, kids would leave what would be the equivalent of high school in the United States. They'd go play juniors for a couple of years and then they would come in. And now, you know, especially with the way things are now where you could, because of money and money that kids were able to make in Canada, those kids have now flushed back into the NCAA going into next year. The odds of going from a high school to college right now are super slim in hockey. I mean, we're talking about, you know, you're already talking about kids at, and they're not kids anymore. They're 27, 28 years old playing college hockey right now because they sat out in the beginning and now they're there. And then you throw in, you know, what happened with COVID and what happened with extending out eligibility years and redshirt years and all that stuff. So, I mean, I had a friend who's playing, his kid plays for Utah. Now, they're not, this was a club thing. And he said, you know, he was like a first year kid out of high school, right? And they just went and played in the national tournament. And he said, at the end of the day, it was like, you know, if you were lucky enough to be somebody who was out of high school to go make a club team in college, that the majority of the guys on that team were with their wives and kids. When the tournament games were over, they were probably better off babysitting than they were playing hockey with their friends. It's the whole dynamic of college athletics is just 100% blown up. It's not anything that I think any of us were used to when we were growing up, and I still think the changes are coming, big ones, even more. Danny Green, our Odyssey Sports NBA insider, is going to join us next right here at Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.